chemical and mechanical control mechanisms. The chemical factors that govern respiration rate and depth are oxygen, carbon dioxide, and hydrogen pH. High CO2, low pH, is the strongest stimulus for respiration. In other words, it is not the amount of oxygen in our blood that is most essential for the respiration regulation. The body is more concerned with the amount of carbon dioxide rather than the amount of oxygen in the blood. This can be explained by the fact that the blood is normally 100% saturation with oxygen. Thus, there is a large reserve of oxygen. So whether you breathe more or less, oxygen levels do not change very much, particularly in normal resting conditions. However, the body has a big challenge if carbon dioxide builds up. We recall that carbon dioxide and pH are closely related, and a high level of carbon dioxide will result in a lower pH in the blood. This must be carefully controlled so as not to disrupt the biochemical processes in the body by disrupting the acid-base balance. For these reasons, carbon dioxide and pH are the strongest stimuli for controlling respiration, because it is important to be able to exhale carbon dioxide and keep pH at around 7.4. Receptors in the aortic arch and the arteries leading blood to the brain detect changes in carbon dioxide in the blood. In addition to the chemoreceptors, there are stretch receptors in the lung tissue, muscles and joints that stimulate respiration. For example, during a jog, respiration will increase even before the need for additional oxygen has been detected. This is because the stretch receptors in the muscles and joints are activated immediately during increased activity, and consequently stimulate respiration so that the body is prepared for this activity. There are also receptors in the lung tissue that respond to irritating substances such as mucus, dust, pollen and other particles that may affect respiration. Dust and particles can initiate protective reflexes that contract the bronchioles. In addition, the ventilation of the lungs is reduced. Finally, one should not forget that the cerebral cortex can override the respiration centres to regulate respiration. For a short period, you'll be able to override respiration, i.e. consciously hold your breath or breathe faster without problems.